All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Knowing the room, right? Taking the temperature of your audience. Breeze did none of that. And like we talked about, you know, going with the my grandfathers fought for this country. Yes, plenty of black grandfathers fought for this country, too. And when they came back, they were treated like dogs. So, Drew, put the opinion away. Now, everyone has a right to an opinion. It doesn't mean that you're void of being criticized for it. And that's where I find this fascinating. Because what we've developed here in 2020, as the kids call it, is the cancel culture. That we cancel people. We build people up, we put them on their pedestals, and then when they step out of line, we cancel them. The checkmark brigade and the media, the mob mentality, they cancel them. They knock them off their pedestal and destroy them. I think it's interesting because the rules aren't the same for everybody. I mean, Drew Brees has a 20-year career where he's been heavily involved in the community. He's viewed as a good guy. He's an NFL Man of the Year, I believe. But he also holds some belief that in the current climate are misguided. They're insensitive. And he should be criticized for them. Now, unfortunately, that's where common sense folks like myself just kind of ended. I left the air yesterday. I said, well, Breeze is going to have to issue an apology. But what happened was different. Malcolm Jenkins, a teammate, came out and eviscerated Drew Breeze. Ed Reed, Hall of Famer, came out and called him a sucker 50 times in a video. Steven Jackson, the best friend of George Floyd, came out and verbally hammered him. The sporting world came out. LeBron James came out. Then I knew, okay, now we're reaching cancel culture stage. Where is Drew Brees about to be canceled? Now, understand, I don't have a dog in the fight. I'm not a Saints fan. I don't care about Drew Brees. I don't think there's any room for that in this debate. But we do need to recognize how the average American thinks. Here's the point. Certain people don't have enough equity built up and they get swallowed up. Other people can somehow survive. Now, Breeze today put out an apology, and it's a lengthy one. And you're put to a choice as an adult. Am I going to accept this? Do I believe it is organic? So I read his apology. I'll read it to you briefly. I'll play some of the audio of people criticizing him. And then I have a question for you. That's really where I'm at today. Is it's just going to be a question. I'd like to apologize to my friends, teammates, the city of New Orleans, the black community, the NFL community, and anyone I hurt yesterday. In speaking with some of you, it breaks my heart to know the pain I have caused. And I just hit the wrong button. There we go. In an attempt to talk about respect, unity, and solidarity centered on the American flag and the anthem, I made comments that were insensitive and missed the mark on issues we are facing right now as a country. They lacked awareness and any type of compassion, empathy. And instead, those words have become divisive and hurtful because they have misled people into believing somehow I'm the enemy. This could not be further from the truth. It's not an accurate reflection of my heart or character. This is where I stand. I stand with the black community in the fight against systemic racial injustice and police brutality and support the creation of real policy change that will make a difference. I condemn the years of oppression that have taken place. I mean, he goes on and on and on and on. He does finish it with, I have always, all caps, been an ally, never an enemy. I'm sick about the way my comments were perceived yesterday, but I take full responsibility and accountability. I recognize that I should do less talking and more listening. And when the black community is talking about their pain, we all need to listen. For that, I am very sorry, and I ask for your forgiveness. So here's the question. And again, in cancel culture, generally apologies aren't accepted. In general, you get canceled. What should we do with the apology? Does Drew Brees deserve a chance to make a wrong a right? I mean, in the minds of many, they're not going to accept it. I mean, my thoughts on what he said yesterday are on yesterday's show. I'm not going to rehash it. I mean, it was just a real dumb thing to do. I think it's building a false equivalency. You're putting things into this that don't belong there. And right here and right now, you're either on board with sweeping changes to what's in our minds and what's in our hearts and what's in our society, or you're not. In many ways, I agree with Steven Jackson in this regard. You're either with us or against us. That's kind of where we're at here, people. This is a, if you'd like to go to the seventh grade social with me, check yes or no in one of the boxes. There is no middle ground. You're either for change, and you understand what's happening here, and you understand the pain, and you understand the injustice, or you don't. And too often our celebrities want to play the middle. They want to make everyone happy. They want to make sure they look progressive, but also maintain their right-wing roots too, right? We got to shake both hands. That's not possible here. You have to come out and check a box and declare what side of this you're on. And Drew Brees yesterday, and look, I'll take his apology at face value. Brees yesterday said things that put him in a different box. A box that is not going to be very popular in 2020. Drew Brees, I think, quickly was told in no uncertain terms, this is how your words are being taken, and you've got a real problem on your hands. So Drew Brees apologized for that reason, not on his own volition. That is where the apologies get tough. I look at the words. Do I believe he wrote it? I do. I'm the king of mocking people's apologies when it's clear they didn't write them. I can't do that here. I actually think these are his words. I don't know Drew Brees to be a bad guy. I don't know Drew Brees to have a history of alleged or whispered or closeted racism. So therefore, me, am probably more apt to give Drew Brees a chance to make it right. I would assume phone calls went out to Malcolm Jenkins and Demario Davis and Michael Thomas. I would assume an all-hands-on-deck meeting has taken place. And I would assume Drew Brees is going to very, very seriously understand he's going to have to do a lot of earning of trust again. He damaged himself here. So I just want to know where you're at with it. Now, Sully was all amped up because apparently a friend of our program and guy who just kicked Sully's ass on the golf course, Mr. TJ Lang, who's a bit of a Twitter superstar, Drew Brees has proven time and again how much he cares about people, has been great for the NFL and the city of New Orleans. He definitely has a lot of damage control, but I think he's earned an opportunity to right the wrong. That's the question I start today with. Does he deserve the opportunity, or are his words lasting? I think we all know somebody who was never given an opportunity. Someone who got ruled out on a first mistake. I don't know how you feel about it. Will he have that opportunity? Does he deserve that opportunity? Where do you fall on this? And I know what'll happen today. Inevitably, so I'll get several calls of people wrapping themselves in the flag and claiming that, you know, you guys don't like the military, and I'm just not having that conversation. It's dim-witted. It's beneath my intellect, and you can call another radio show with it. This was never about the flag. It was never about the military. It was never about disrespecting anyone. Go look at Colin Kaepernick's comments when he talked to his friend and former Navy SEAL and NFL player Nate Boyer. Nate Boyer gave him the idea to take a knee, that sitting was disrespectful, that kneeling isn't, that kneeling showed vulnerability, that kneeling showed grieving. Breeze ran right back into the talking points of the owners from 2016. Awful. A day after, Drew Brees tried to show you he was woke by putting a black square on his social media. If you look fake currently in America, you're in big trouble. And Brees looks fake as hell. So he's now got to show that that's not the case. 248-539-9790.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.